trade deadline edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
That's right. It's a trade deadline edition of Posted and Toasted. So why don't we go back to the trade deadline of 2022? July 22nd, 2022. OMG.
It starts with OMG.
No, it's not.
OMG. How could they trade Holderman? Like, how could you trade Colin Holderman? Oh, my God. How could they trade Holderman? Like, trading Colin Holderman makes a difference. Please. Good move adding Daniel Vogel back. Plenty more moves to come. Trust the organization. Met fans, calm down. This one's a tough one because, listen, Colin Holderman's awesome. Daniel Vogelback's not good. And spoiler alert, more was not yet to come.
So who posted that?
Was it Sal Licata? I didn't even give you guesses.
All right, give me the guesses.
Well, you got it right, so it's over.
Sal Licata!
You know how I got that one right?
How'd you know that?
Because you altered your voice to sound like Sal.
I did?
You did. Did anybody else catch that?
No.
He so did that, read that tweet like Sal Licata. I didn't even have to like listen to it. You just mimed Sal.
Are you an idiot?
You did.
Really?
Absolutely.
I don't even have a Sal Licata imitation.
You just did it. How did I know?
Well, you knew right away.
I didn't even need the answers. I knew right away.
Yeah. Like, trust the Met organization? I thought you would have been like,
no, it's not even like, it was how you said it.
Wow.
It was so Sal Licata.
Did you get that impression, Sean, at all, or no?
I didn't hear it. Now I'm really angry that he picked up on it, because if you're giving cues, I need it.
All right, I got to be very careful now. Be very, very careful. All right. Another trade deadline edition of Posted and Toasted. We'll go back to April 9th, 2021. It makes zero sense for the New York Jets to trade for Aaron Rodgers. They're miles away from winning. But the Giants? Oh, hell yeah. They should be on the phone all day with Green Bay. That's a good one.
It is.
Who posted that? Was it Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, Brandon Tierney, or Greg Giannotti?
That was you, Evan.
That was me.
You're wrong.
Dang it.
It was not me.
It wasn't you.
I'm not taking that one.
I mean, this sounds like a haterish thing you would say.
It's haterific to say the Jets shouldn't go after Aaron Rodgers, the Giants should?
Yeah, because he's washed up and he's going to be hurt and
to the Giants.
You took that out of it?
Yes, that's what I took out of it. I can't imagine that you loved Aaron Rodgers before Aaron Rodgers was the Jet.
I did. I always admired him. He was a great player. Really?
It definitely wasn't Evan or BT. They would have been too much. He'll get us back quickly.
All right, so who was it?
That leaves it down to Sean Morash or Tom or Greg Giannotti.
And it definitely wasn't me because
How do you know it wasn't you?
Because I've always hated Aaron Rodgers since the moment I ran into him in 2016.
Oh, that's right. So you're saying it's Giannotti?
Gio, yeah.
You're wrong.
Right. Oh, wow.
So it's either Brandon Tierney or Sean Morash. You don't think it's Sean Morash?
No, I think it's BT.
It's definitely not me.
Okay, and I was wrong. Next question.
Wow.
It was BT, yes.
In 2021. Yeah. Why don't I remember that? I had to be doing a show with him.
Yeah, you were working with him.
So it must have come up at some point, but I don't remember ever thinking about trading for Aaron Rodgers.
I have to defend BT on this, okay? In 2021, the Jets weren't close to winning.
Mm-mm.
Like, he's actually right about this. This isn't even a tweet that aged badly. I would tell you, if I'm going back into the time machine,
he's
right. I don't think he was wrong.
Oh, I know what this was. So this was the Jordan Love stuff.
Oh, maybe.
The year before, that's what I screwed up. I was thinking coming off the playoff year.
Right.
Okay.
This is Jordan Love. This is what that issue came down to.
Yeah, I think the more interesting thing is the Giants should go after him, but I understand why 3 years ago it didn't make sense for the Jets to go after Aaron Rodgers.
No, of course not.
So there you go.
And by the way, he was right because the Giants made the playoffs since then and the Jets didn't.
How is he right? He said they should have traded for Aaron Rodgers. Oh, that they were closer to winning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. All right, here's post number three. This is from May 1st, 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic. One thing that surprises me during this pandemic is that so many of my sports radio colleagues have home offices. Why do you need an office? We need a couch, laptop, a living room, or den with two TVs? A small room with a desk? We aren't accountants.
What?
Basically, I'll read one more time. One thing that surprises me during this pandemic is that so many of my sports radio colleagues have home offices.
Okay.
Why do we need an office? We need a couch, a laptop, a living room, or a den with two TVs. A small room with a desk? We aren't accountants. Is that Greg Giannotti? Is that Jerry Recco?
He has a home office. He has a home
is
office.
Is that Sean Morash? Or is that Evan Roberts?
You have a home office. It's Sean.
Holy God!
Nailed it.
Hell, maybe my best take ever.
Hey, I mean, it's pretty solid, dude.
I couldn't believe when we were all doing home shows. I looked around and I go, what? Why? You need to hang your memorabilia in the back? When are you ever sitting in your office as a sports radio host?
I actually completely agree with you. Like, I have a quote-unquote office, but it was literally built to do shows at home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do anything else in there.
And if you just called it a home studio, not a home office, I'd have it. But it was like, all of a sudden, we went into everybody's rooms. I was like, wait, everybody had these offices? Why?
Yeah. Well, I have one, but it's really now just where CJ hangs out because I have a couch in there.
Right.
And so she sits on the back of the couch like a cat. Okay. She's just slooky and long as hell, and the couch is all like mushed in because she's too heavy. I'm hardly in there.
Yeah.
Hardly ever in there.
My home studio is on an air hockey
table. My keys are in there. All the car keys are in there because we don't keep them in the garage now.
I think what ends up happening is when we buy a house for the first time, which is a very, very special experience. I'll never forget it. It was back in 2016. Mm-hmm. I lived in an apartment for so long, and now it's like, here's a freaking house. I don't know what to do with myself. There's so many rooms. I'm used to, you know, a one bedroom in Long Island City, Queens. Now all of a sudden, here's a house, and every house feels big. And you have no kids at the time, which I did when me and my wife first moved in, though she was pregnant. And you start to say, what the hell am I going to do with all these rooms?
Like, I need an office.
Yeah, I'll make an office.
I know. I'm an accountant. At least my dad is. And I work from home sometimes. I need an office.
I just want to be very kind when I say this, okay?
Yes.
And you will respect this other than my former partner. My dad is not an accountant.
Okay, he's a
my
CPA.
My dad is a CPA.
CPA.
You get that right.
Which is, he's just certified in public.
That's right.
But he's also an accountant.
Yeah, he's a certified public accountant.
There you go.
Don't start this battle. All right, finally, this is a good one. This is a Posted and Toasted from literally 2 months ago, May 15th, 2024. The Mets need to blow this up as soon as humanly possible.
Mm.
Absolute unmitigated mess. Unwatchable. Basically, trade everybody. The team is atrocious. Was that Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, or Keith McPherson?
I think that was Sal again.
You're wrong.
Oh, it was not Sal.
I thought you were double
up. I think you wanted it to be Sal.
I did.
It was not Sal.
It had to be Gio then.
You're wrong.
Who was it? BT?
It was
BT.
I was wrong.
Why would BT give that much of a crap about the Mets?
Hey, he's a sports talk host. He has an opinion. He said they suck. You know what I love about this
he
tweet?
He loves being freezing cold. Take it.
I was wrong.
What I love about this is, like, you could hear the anger in this tweet about how much he thought
but
the Mets
why?
Sucked.
That's what I don't understand, because he's not a Met fan.
No, but
well, his dad is a Met fan.
I think BT can be an IBO.
I think he was speaking on behalf of his father.
You think he was speaking on behalf of his father?
Definitely.
I think he was speaking on behalf of, I really think this team is the worst team I've ever seen. What I love about it is how passionate you can tell the words are.
I know.
The Mets need to blow this up as soon as humanly possible. It's an absolute unmitigated mess. Could have stopped right there. Let's keep. Unwatchable. Basically trade everybody. The team is atrocious. And guess what? On May 15th, they were.
Right. Now they have 60 wins.
Now they are in a wild card race. And let's keep that in mind. The New York Mets, and thank you for playing another edition of Posted and Toasted.